Another thing that came out in that inflammatory study that you did was the issue of wound healing after surgery. Can you talk about what you found and how the NSABP sort of took that in making this design?
We found in our patients in the inflammatory breast cancer trial with bevacizumab that 5 of the 13 patients who went on to mastectomy had wound healing problems, which in my experience, I've seen a lot of locally advanced inflammatory breast cancer. That's very high. We had seromas and incisional healing problems. And this is not surprising when you look at the data in rabbits. There is wound healing problems there. So what we've decided in the NSABP is to drop out the bevacizumab for the 2 cycles before surgery. Bevacizumab will still be around because it has a very long half-life. It probably takes 4 or 5 months for it to go away, but the levels will not be as high. So hopefully that will prevent any problems there. And we're also discouraging any kind of immediate reconstruction, which may be a problem for some patients, but I think it's better that they don't do that because the wound healing could be more of an issue in those patients.
Now, in your study of 13 patients, what was the interval from the Bev to the surgery?
The interval was about 4 to 6 weeks.
That's not...
It's very short.
Yeah, but I mean, people are talking about 6 weeks as being okay. Is that really okay?
Well, it's going to be more than 6 weeks. It'll probably be more like 9 weeks.
In the B40 study.
Right.
Right.